let's have you name 15 members of the audience, give them a shout out to all the people all over the world, the different ones, just so I have a sense of some audience.
John, Bill, Tom, Tony, Elizabeth, Mary, Avita, Jorge, Tomas, Ginger, Ashley, Zena, Larry, Odd.
Yeah, there's a lot of North American names, just a few foreign. I was hoping that you would say the name and then say where they are.
They are from New York, Wisconsin, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, California, Nevada, Arkansas.
What about Jose?
California, Toronto.
Yeah. Now, how many of these people have listened to previous shows?
Three.
Of those three, are there any regular listeners listen to maybe 10 shows?
The numbers, it bounces about. They're not even sure, because some of them have just been picking up on. There might have been one that's listened to more than 10 shows.
Yeah, there's only a few that consciously get here and know it's on and tune in.
But they're starting to, because there's a what you're building, Bob. Just like your gossip thing, people are engaging that this is going on and they want to do it, okay? They, like Tiger, want to be bouncy everywhere. They just don't want the negative connotation with it. You know, they want to do it like a porn star. They just don't want to take their clothes off in front of everybody. Now, this becomes new. Well, what happens when you have something new? Well, everybody wants to engage it. Well, you had it on Oprah Winfrey. The secret. No. Because that was new. Well, it wasn't new. It's as old as it is. But the only problem with the secret is they didn't give you the name. They kept it a secret. Well, when you start answering it, then you've answered it. Okay, next case. It's always like, okay, well, I didn't get it. Okay, let's do it again one more time. Then you got to start going through it. Then they get it or they don't get it. And that's okay because it's going to work out because it's just contrast. Then they go, oh, you're going to get a little tail of tea if you give this rampage going on just right. But long story short story long, either way you want to read it out, you see, just see how quickly you can set the type on the printing press and keep those mimeographs rolling. Get it all together and get it all down and put it out everywhere so everybody will run from it and they'll unprove it and then they can become ascended and then we'll have time to worry about where Tigger's put his Peter in the Piper.
Wait a minute. See, I don't know who you were talking about there. You,
it's okay.
You talked about becoming ascended? You actually mentioned that?
Yes.
Okay, so you were talking about somebody putting it out, faxing it, something. Go back. You went off the rails there. What were you talking about? You see, even in the middle of it, I said, Uncle Bob, I can even make it worse. We can have a tea towel, but we'll make long story short story long. Okay.
Well, that's what you do.
You were saying that people want to have their cake and eat it, too. They want to be a porn star but not be photographed. So what was your... Okay, they want to do that. So then what were you going to say? What was the point of pointing out that people want to have their cake and eat it, too?
Take it from your generation and say, it's okay. Tiger, sleep with everybody you can. God bless you. If you got energy to hit the little white ball as well as you do, and you have so much agility and stamina to be able to do it, if you can have, like Solomon, have 300 wives and 600 concubines, and you can bed that many and keep them all happy, you're a better man than I am. Go for it. God bless you, Tiger.
Yeah, you started off that sentence by your generation. Now, what was the generation referring to?
The new tweeting, get naked on the YouTube.
Okay, generation. That generation will pardon him.
No, what we're saying if they could, it would take all the
but they're not the establishment, right? So they can't.
Now, wait a second. Hold on. Hold on just a minute.
Well, you said they can't. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
They can't. I don't know why they can't, but you said they can't. So I suppose that it's because they aren't establishment yet. Now you're going to go off on that word about the establishment. Of course, the whole world's run for kids and by kids. We know that. So why can't they implement this new liberalism or allowance and tolerance of Tiger Woods?
If they could, then they would take all the fun out of the gossip.
So we need to have contrast mix up. That's why we have this.
Indeed. It resets the bar. Remember the
have to set the bar and make it stick there.
And if you have a litmus, being able to say, if everybody can jump over this bar, that'll give you a gauge of how thin everybody's veil is. But you don't have that. Some have to do a short one, but some can go way up high. I mean, they can be a pole vaulter and then go...
Yeah, like those Norwegians did that mass 28 people into the spiral, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. But see, but until it becomes judgeable... Now, if you're not confused already, we'll really confuse you.
Okay, before you say that, let's establish. So the point is, the Tiger story has reestablished a bar.
Of how not to behave.
Yeah, not like him.
Right.
Okay, so now you can say what's going to confuse me. But you didn't you? That worked. Okay.
Well, if you're blowing out a candle, and you say, wait, before you blow out the candle... Well, then you've lost all your air, so it's like, okay.
Yeah,
well,
okay, but I wanted to find out where we're at up to that point, because you were going to go and do another point.
Do you know?
Do I know what?
Where we are right now.
We are seeing, point one, people will forever gossip. And that's what I meant earlier by saying they got to make distinctions. That's that. They're that, and we're not.
But they've been gossiping forever.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it becomes almost a deal breaker. Setting the meme of what right and wrong is, what true and untrue is, and changing how everything...
Well, that's the power of the TV body over the chemical body. The TV body rules.
Oh, so that's what makes people homosexual?
Yeah, there's probably a dynamic.
No, there's been same-sex unioning going on.
No, what made people homosexual in the late 60s was, we were just talking about it yesterday, the rise of feminism. Feminism made a lot of men go homosexual. And they heard about that on TV. So the TV landscape made them evoke their homosexual potential.
Now
that
sexuality is a potential?
Yes. Well, those guys that became homosexuals in the early 70s because of Stonewall and the whole gay riot in 69 in New York City, they would not have become so much of a homosexual in the 30s or 1890s because they didn't have the specter of women being feminists thrown in their face on the TV landscape.
Well, how did it work in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah?
Those societies aren't even worth knowing. No, let me say it this way. Those societies were pagan. No, we're talking about recent societies.
They were
talking
pagan.
About Christian societies. You know, they were way back. There are societies.
No, you have to go back from the
Hebrew
reference.
Hebrew Lloyd.
Ancient Samaritan Hebrew Lloyd.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The point is, within the last 200 years, you have this Christian society, and then you have the suppression of some homosexuality on the public scale. Then the women, the Christian women, said, the hell with all that. We're going to become pagan women. We're not going to be servants in the homes, and then a lot of men didn't know what to do with that, so they started hanging out with men. And that was in a Christian society. The fact that Aristotle or Socrates were gay, those were different times. That was before the printing press. That was before writing. Not so much Socrates, but anyways, we're talking about the evils and conundrums and contradictions of the print-based society, the dark ages of the last 400 years.
So the answer is...
that we are in a new post-literate society. You can't get rid of the rules that a Christian society created over the 400 years. So everybody's still trying to maintain the Christian society rules in an environment that contradicts it completely 24/7, the way we live. People go to church on Sunday, and then on Monday they go and they write for National Enquirer and create all this gossip. That's a new kind of hypocrisy. They have jobs in the information society putting all this crazy stuff, typing about Tiger Woods, and then go home and go to church and think they're being a literate Christian.
Mm-hmm.
That has reached its absurdities recently. And that's why people are checking out, whatever, and get me out of here. They can't figure out their rules anymore for their mind. The labyrinth of their mind.
Mm-hmm. So that's now obviously taken care of. What's the new problem if that's no longer the problem? What's the new problem that you get to embrace to cause contrast to get you to a place where you come into your power as an ascended being or your God status within yourself?
Ion will be that problem. As Zion gets a higher profile and starts saying every death is suicide, Hitler was a great guy, blah, 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 that'll piss people off. We'll provide them.
Well, we don't know if he's a great guy or not, but you're still talking about him, and that's been a long time ago. So, that's pretty interesting. You don't seem to be speaking so highly of Nebuchadnezzar, and he was a king, and he was pretty rough, but they're not speaking of him. Well, he was a Jewish king, too, by the way.
But we don't have footage of him. We've got footage of Hitler.
Oh.
I mean, and that goes on the History Channel, Discovery Channel. You've got footage, you will stay in the game. That's almost what the chemical body is neurotically obsessed with. I got to become famous so you can get footage of me in some concert or doing something. Then I'll have immortality in the Android meme, which is the reservoir of imagery.
Saying then that the Android meme is starting to figure out that you never die?
Yes.
And there is no death?
The chemical body is assuming in secular terms that if you get coverage of yourself, then you have immortality for the chemical body. Now, the anti-environment to that is the ion thing, saying, hey, you don't have to wrestle with the Android meme. We'll give you immortality in another way.
Not another way, the way.
Yeah, the way, but then they forgot.
Then you make your children, your bastard children, conform to your ideology rather than having your bastard children run you off the cliff. So basically, you're coming back to the king of your castle where you go, wait a second, this is my house, and I get to say what comes in it and how it works. And I'm not asking you, and I'm going to leave you and what you think about me and my house out of my world and my reality. Then you're having a different conversation, you see. People say, you can't trust those people. They take their clothes off. And we go, which one of you never take your clothes off? Do you bathe with your clothes on? No, no, no. That's just bathing. There's nothing nasty with taking your clothes off. Oh, wait. I thought that's what we were talking about. No, no, no. This is called having lascivious living. Okay, specifically, what is lascivious? Now it becomes a term of endearment. But then some of those girls like those bad boys, Bob. They like those bad boys. They want a bad boy, okay? Then it comes into a whole nother. Do you see? It just goes on and on and on and on and on. And the point we're trying to get back into place is if it takes a little contrast to get you to the place where you realize that you have three parts that you're trying to make as one, all this topical conversation could force you into your place of giving up. And the only reason we're saying give up is because then you take your dog out of the fight. And when you take your dog out of the fight, then you can get into something much more enjoyable, which would be figuring out ways all day, every day to please and delight yourself, rather than to see being pleased with the downfall of Tigger when he was just being bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. So, you know, who cares? He's done all this stuff all this length of time and nobody seemed to notice or care. And these women are just brand new. He didn't bet them all yesterday, did he? It's down to the point where why does this matter and who cares kind of thing. And yet it just keeps riling into this torrent of sebaceous ickiness. And we're like, okay, good luck with that. Keep typing, you'll be all right. But the contrast that you can get out of it can get you to a place to where you go beyond it. Now, are we going to have to sacrifice some of your bastard babies to make this work?
You mean my chip body and that stuff?
Your bastard children.
The bodies.
Yeah. Right. Are we going to have to sacrifice the bodies in order to have ascension?
That's a question ongoing with Ion. Because we brought that up last session about, well, we have the Matrix. Everybody's going to find their bliss in the Matrix. And Ion says, yeah, but there's other ways to get your bliss.
There certainly is. Lord, have mercy. Bob, have mercy. Bob.
Cosmic Awareness said, be pro-choice, you know, allow choice. That was what they said 40 years ago. That was their political thing. Allow more choice. But they were talking about within conventional ethical matters or political matters, whatever. Ion is pro-choice for realities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that becomes delicious. And now let's check in. Christine from Portsmouth.
Massachusetts?
Yes. Wants to know, is our hope. What do? We feed it dead, good, bad patients, that nobody's breathing, it's all over, it's done. Now what? The answer to that very simply is, look inside yourself. Answer it with inside yourself. Specifically, answer the question, what's the fastest path to my joy? If it's to join the list of those who have been bouncy by Tiger, we'll give you his phone number. I'm sure you can tweet. He likes to text. You can text, and you can probably have an arrangement. And then you too can join. You too can then, you too can join TMZ's list of the famous and infamous and the days of Heidi Fleisch and see who got to sleep with whom. You know, the diaries of a mad black woman with the whole dynamics that come from there. Great. And then you can be satisfied, okay? Or you could come back in the place where you answer the question, what's the fastest path to your joy? And then look for that. And when you have a relationship with your meat sack body, that's the one that you fuck with or get fucked up by or unfuck or defuck or something goes on with genitalia with the physical body. But it seems to be a mind fuck more than it does to be a physical one after you look at it the whole way the whole intercoursing thing works itself out. Then you're drawn to and then you're repelled by and then you're excited with and then you're have disdain regarding this whole process that you're calling the whole genome species of carrying on, okay? So if you could find a way for your physical meat sack body, that's the one that gets you in trouble, that leads you astray. Oh, wait, no, that's your mind. Oh, wait, no, we're confused. Now we don't know where we started from, so let's begin again. You have this meat sack body that gets you into trouble, apparently, or not. That's up to your mind. But you also have this non-physical part that can dispel the lived and the live from a finite place of evil and devil. And then you can come into a place where you can judge your place of your reality based on your feeling place. And then you can come back and you can actually have empathy with individual other human creators. And, you know, I'm so proud of that Tiger Woods. You know, he can just fuck with anybody. He's pretty good. He can hit the little white ball and put it in the hole and just sleep with everybody. You know, you've got to be pretty good to keep that many women happy. You've got to be pretty significant with this whole process. That's pretty good if you can keep up with that many females. And even some of the men folks say, you know, I can't keep up with the bride I got. I don't know how to keep up with 15 others. Time, it's like he's a better man than I am, plus hit 36 on the back side and still take press releases on the other side. It's kind of like, wow, that gives a whole new meaning to having stamina on the driving range, doesn't it? So the answer to that process is that you get to figure out for your own individual self and leave everybody else out of it. The more you drag these other people into your realities, all that does is judge the ineffectiveness that you are. Leave them out of it. Leave Geithner out of it. We got something to tell you here. It's official. Ben Bernanke is not going to solve it for you. And if you're determining that the reason that everything is bad is because they are less than, then you're screwed. If you think the Obamas' responsibility is to provide you with your joy, peace, and happiness in your own powerful creativeness, then you have abdicated your kingship in your reality that is your being. Period. End of discussion. You are abdicating your power. Every time you give it over to someone else, then you don't have it. And when that happens, then the best you can hope for is the least that they'll leave you with. The best that you can hope for is the least that they'll leave you with. There you go. And the more you pressure that government to provide that money check to take care of you and every creature comfort that you can think of and fiddle up or make up or jiggle up or sleep up or fuck up or whatever that you do with them as you do them, anytime you come to that place, then guess what? It's now their responsibility. Well, guess what? You're now out of the conversation. So the best you get is what they won't send you. And there you go. And then you go, well, wait, that has nothing to do with anything. Well, we go, exactly. So why is that the meme of the day? Why is that what we have to be typing about? Why can't we talk about our power? Why can't we tweet about what marvelous manifestation I allowed into my reality today? How marvelous it is that I have allowed my mind to figure out this damned little plastic box that gives information mindlessly to other human creators. That I can talk about the deliciousness that is my world and how what I'm looking forward to next. To tell about the new things that I'm excited about bringing into my world, into my reality. Just not talking about all the other foolishness. You know what's wrong. Be still. They'll run you over with that crap. They'll send it to you in emails that you don't even answer that still get you. It just goes on. Spend all day, every day, focusing on that which you are looking forward and embracing now. And if that's a little bit of contrast, but it should be done from a contrasting place of, this is so wonderful that this negative, evil, icky nastiness has befallen me. Because now I get to empirically look at this problem and decide how marvelous a creator I am, that I take full culpable responsibility that I slept with every one of them. I not only slept with them, I made them happy. I didn't just sleep with them. They were sad when I quit bedding them. And so much so that I've done 16 or 20 of them yesterday. And when you come to that place, then all of a sudden you're like, wow, that's pretty ballsy of you to make such a grand statement. But the short version or the long version or whichever version is why you're focusing your powerful, marvelous, creative ability in the lack or the less than of another human creator. If you get so busy wrapped up in your world, in your place of knowing, you ain't got time to wonder who Tiger Tigger is bouncing. You won't notice. It won't matter. You won't care. You won't care who Bill Clinton's sleeping with or not sleeping with. You won't care how Michelle Obama feels about their relationship and how they are and where they are. You won't care if JFK had an orgasm with Marilyn Monroe or Jane Wyman or any of them. Oh, wait, that's the Reagan side. You won't care. It won't matter. It won't come up in conversation. It won't be the typical tipping of the iceberg of the next shoe falling.
Ian, you're addressing their chemical body. They got a chip body and TV body, and that wants data. They will continue with all that stuff because the TV body demands content. So you have to tell them to stop engaging. That's what you ask. Shall we get rid of the bodies? Do we get rid of the bodies?
Then let's have a crucifixion, make them martyrs, and then they'll rise from the grave. Just like your Jesus.
Yeah, the bodies will.
You martyr them and they will come back.
So then recognize it's okay to watch TV. Don't martyr
them. Well, but yes, no problem. No problem. That's contrast. But
they mix up. They mix up.
Only get...
McLuhan said that there was a confusion between the things. I got a monitor for you.
No. Just wait. I'm going to finish. That's okay. Just fasten your seatbelt. It's all right. You have time, so you can work with it. The moral of this point is engage it all. Engage it all. Engage it all. No problem. It'll provide you some contrast. That's okay. We're not having a problem with it. Watch your TV body. Tweet, tip, type, twat, whatever you do. Do it all. Great. But don't let that become then the driving force of your beingness. Enjoy it all. Don't ever speak against lesbians until you've tried it. Don't have one negative thing to say until you slept with Tiger Woods. Well, I slept with him, and it was pretty good, but it wasn't the best I've ever had, but it was all right. I mean, as far as it goes, it was pretty good. If you've not personally engaged it in your own chemical body, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Then you'll only be speaking of things that you have a chemical reference through your human body that has been gone through the processing part of embracing the non-physical part that is you. Then all of a sudden, you take the judgeship out of the labyrinth of the mind. So, if you're going to rail against the Christians, you've got to accept Christ as your personal Savior before you have anything to say about it, because otherwise you don't know. Don't talk about the homosexuals until you've taken up homosexuality. Yeah, 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 nasty. You just can't imagine what it was. It was not so comfortable.
Okay, fine, fine. I still say you're missing the point. McLuhan said people confuse their public and private awarenesses in this new media landscape of the 20th century. I said, however, they now confuse their four bodies. And to say they don't have to have experienced Tiger or anything, but they can type about it in their chip body because they got to provide content. You're not pointing out the confusion and interplay of the bodies. Telling the chemical body to be detached is irrelevant. It's not the issue. People are detached, even though their activities are discussing all this. They do not care. Their chem body does not care. But they do have to type about it, okay? Because they're engaging in the communication toys that they live with.
And then we'd say, and how's that working for them?
It probably isn't working well for them because they don't have a way to define it themselves.
So there's no outlet. See, there's no outlet. It makes a conundrum. Now you spend the rest of your day figuring out what Tiger was thinking when he was engaging whatever it was he supposedly was engaging.
Here it is. They don't know how to get detached from the four-body involvement they love to have. I provide the formula. At least I named them, and then you now know what you extract yourself from.
You know where you missed the point. Yes, okay.
And Ion is trying to give a way to get out of that confusion.
File it all off to the point that it can be a part of your life, but it doesn't have to be the driving focus.
And that's very hard to do when you live within the four bodies.
Exactly.
You're going to have to give them some techniques, give them some exercises. So, you know, it may not work, but
here's how you go. If Tiger is the meme of the day, go sleep with Tiger. Then that'll take care of it. And focus your undivided attention on having an affair with Tiger Woods.
You see, that would be the chemical body. But
type about it.
Yeah, you can type about how you're not doing it. Type that you're against it. But you sneak your chemical body over to his place and spend some time with him.
And then
type your article about how you're not going to be one bit interested in Tiger Woods. You're going to talk about Naomi Klein, who writes about the Shock and Awe Society. How's that one? Naomi Klein.
Fine. We're trying to soften this whole process, and if you could just come to the place, the next layer, the next logical step of allowing the physical, non-physical not to be so entwined with the labyrinth of your mind that you don't get lost within your chemical body that you're trying to hold on to. The whole point is to have an ascension process to where you don't have to go.
And let's leave at that point. I think we've been going on for almost 3 hours.
It's very good. It's very good because we played with what they wanted to play with. Now, we could have done this whole thing in 5 seconds and say, be easy about it. Don't be worried about all this stuff. Guess what? People going to do what people going to do, and they don't have to do it to you. But you certainly can engage it if you want to, and the contrast hopefully will serve you well because it's yours. And just as you take this easy and get over all this, get over yourself.
You're just henpecking them. They're not going to get over themselves.
Good. Then it'll rile them up, and they'll get a little closer. And if they don't, they'll either get it or they'll transition. And then they can have awake, Finneganese, or otherwise.
Gotcha. Thank you, audience, for tuning in for this extra long show. Very good show. And we went around the mountain. Long way around the mountain for something that could have been said in 2 minutes. But we filled in a lot of time.
And the synchronistic words of Tiger's lovers, she'll be riding 6 white slaves when she comes.
Okay, I keep the tape going, JW.
Gosh, Bob, should we all go sleep with Tiger Woods?
Is that what you saw? Yeah, that's what I said.
My God, he's like,
Did you see stuff?
It was just like war roses, just bantering back and forth and back and forth.
Who, us? Or you saw that in the public?
The audience of this. Okay, fine, we can't do this. Okay, what can we do? Well, we can do this. No, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. Okay, we can't do that. Well, who said? You did. Okay, so if I said I can't do it and I want to do it, so what do I do? Okay, make a blog. Blog it. Blog, go tweet about what you can't do that you want to do that you can't do because it's bad. And then take pictures of yourself not doing what you're not doing to see how you go. And then wait till it shows up later and you go, wow, what was I thinking when I had that tattooed on my body?
So the audience was doing that among themselves.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we get it, but now what? It's like, okay, now, great. Now you've given the answer. Now what was the question?
Can you see the individual people or you just hear voices?
Yeah. You see them. And the clearer the place, the better the view.
Well, what's the place? The clearer where they are in Boston?
Yeah. Well, the clearer the place, the clearer they're coming in.
Yeah.
The clearer the view. Just like
the clearer the view that you have of them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Specifics down to like furniture around them.
You're like zooming in. You're like a lens zooming in over here and then over there. And then look at that.
It's like you look off in a perspective and you see something, but you focus on it. And then the closer you get, and the stronger that is, the more focusing it becomes.
Interesting.
Sometimes more than you want, as a matter of fact, to me.
Give me a visual expression of something more than you want.
Exactly. Most times, you go and
you see their kitchen and it's a mess. You mean something like that?
Yeah.
Right. You know, like normal aesthetic or tasteful things are a bit shocking. Your tasteful sense.
Well, the variegation, because see, my world is so organized to a point where.
Yeah, you're going into people's houses and they're pretty ridiculous. Some of these are messy.
Some of them, yeah.
I mean, they're disconnected people pretty well, you know.
And that's okay. We don't have a problem with it because some of the most beautifully delicious ones have clutter, and we're not offended by it, but it's just different than we know. So sometimes it's a little shocking. It's like, yikes.
And you're being
swept. Sometimes it's fabulous. Sometimes it's wonderful.
Right, but it's like you're on a wave, and you're being tossed all over the place. So over there, looking at that person.
And it is indeed like that many times.
Did you see any surfer stuff? Do you have any experience of the surfing?
Well, it was just more bouncy. Bouncy.
But not big waves, situate waves didn't crash on you.
No. No, you did get a little heaviness when Connie was playing with the Eels.
Eels, you saw that. Yeah, when that came up, you saw heaviness. Well, what's that, heaviness?
That same, what you're describing as the wave crashing on you.
You got that when she described the eel.
Yeah.
Because you could feel the eel, it just bothered you.
Or the wave or something, but I can't help you much on the wave things other than the bouncy.
Yeah.
But the eel was a point of connection.
And you saw the eel.
Yep.
And it wasn't comfortable for you to see it.
Yeah, I liked it. It was spotted, which is unusual.
Right.
Normally it's not.
Was it spotted, the eel, Carolyn? Was it spotted?
A great big strip of...
green.
Long, fat, wide ribbon.
Yeah,
if you'll look at it very closely, you'll notice that it had little spotted variegations. See, you got to remember, we are colorblind, and we see the texture more than the color.
Mm-hmm.
It was pimply. Well, not pimply, but if you looked really close, you could see that one same color was made up of lots of little dots.
So when you said you saw the eel and it was heavy, I don't know what you liked seeing it.
You get a heavy feeling.
Just from the being of the eel, it seems to be a heavy...
Or the crashing of the wave, or I don't know.
Oh, they just went together. They just went together. We don't know why they went together. Yeah.
Exactly. Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Your turtle saw you. You didn't see the turtle, but your turtle saw you.
I wondered about that. Okay.
You didn't see a turtle.
No.
But
the same turtle that had the piercing saw you.
And recognized her, in a sense?
Yes, because it was a resonance.
Because Carol was concerned about them.
They don't care about that. They care about the resonance, the non-physical part of Carolyn resonated with that beast. And that beast is like, oh, yeah, I used to play with you. I played with you. You were fun. I see you. Hey. Where'd she go now? Now she's screwing with an eel. What is this all about? Hey. And it's like that. It's like, oh, yeah, you're as fun to play with as anybody. You were fun.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, what about me? Oh, she went off to the eel.
She missed me. Okay, never mind. We'll play tomorrow.
She missed me.
See you tomorrow. Bye. hey, is the kind of thing. It's like that. But you know when he kind of on the curve, on the side where you like to play, where it's not so rough, he was sort of out a little bit. And he was, and other people were around on the other end, and he didn't know about them, so he wasn't going to come like nudge you or something. Mm-hmm. But if you get easy about this, they'll come tap on you. You don't mind.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if you don't mind, but if you're offended, they won't. But
right.
If you don't mind, they'll come say, hey, and tap you on the back.
Yeah, they come right up to me, which it's really fun. I'm trying to see this guy. I've never seen such a great big, long, fat, wide, ribbony eel before. I can't see it in my fish book.
Spotted.
The picture here is spotted, so I see what you're getting at here.
Oh, sorry.
Stout moray eel. Stout.
Okay, guys. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Marvelous, marvelous.
Good night, Tiki.
Good night, good night, good night. And if you want to have a relationship with Tiger Woods, we'll give you some help if you need it.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Of course. Everyone else has. Why not you? Until today.
Yes. Until today.
Bye-bye.
Bye.